The inaugural celebration for President-elect George W. Bush is underway. The official swearing-in and parade are not until tomorrow, but yesterday it was a time for music, fireworks, and fundraising. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The party will go on for 4 days. TV talkmaster Larry King emceed the opening celebration at the Lincoln Memorial.
Get ready, get it going. Ricky Martin now!
The show hit its peak around 5 p.m. and ended an hour later with fireworks. That's the heart of evening rush hour, and authorities, citing security concerns, blocked off one of the four downtown bridges across the Potomac River. The federal and district governments averted gridlock by asking civil servants to take a vacation day and stay home. The inaugural committee could have held the celebration in the evening, but that was reserved for three high-priced fundraising dinners. President-elect Bush motorcaded from one candlelight affair to the next.
We are honored to be here and can't thank you enough for supporting this inauguration, what I like to call the people's inauguration. It's an inauguration for everybody, but it wouldn't be happening. It wouldn't be happening without your generosity and without fine leadership.
Tables at the dinners went for $25,000 apiece. The inaugural committee has easily passed its fundraising goal of $30 million. It's taking contributions of up to $100,000 each. The committee's most recent disclosure lists more than 150 six-figure checks from Republican loyalists and lobbyists, from corporations and executives. One donor is Donald Carty. He also gave $5,000 to help pay for the Florida recount and another $5,000 for the transition. Early in the campaign, he raised more than $100,000. That made him a Bush pioneer. Carty is the head of American Airlines. 11 days ago, he announced that it's taking over TWA.
Now, is it better or worse for the consumer? I think if there were three or four comprehensive networks across the country, the consumer would be assured of a high level of competition.
But to close the deal, Carty will need the approval of the Bush administration. $100,000 is 100 times what a donor would have been allowed to give Bush on the primary campaign trail. The inaugural committee says it needed to raise money fast because of the long count after Election Day.
We felt that it was the appropriate approach to voluntarily cap the contributions at $100,000. And so, yeah, we're very happy about the support that we've been able to get.
Committee spokesman Ed Gillespie.
If we were unable to take these the major donors' contributions, the fact is these tickets for example, for the children to go to see, you know, Jessica Simpson, 98 Degrees, Destiny's Child, and others at the youth concert, you know, that would be a $250 ticket.
There's more than one way to spend $100,000 this weekend. The campaign committee for Senate Republicans is offering $100,000 inaugural packages, including a buffet luncheon tomorrow and two tickets to the swearing-in. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.